So how good is their punter? I read a story about him that he's got, like, I don't know if it's, if you want to call them trick punts, but they seem like different trajectories. And
well, he really causes you problems. If you see a lot of teams that play against him, they put two returners back there because he's able to kick across his body. And I mean, he really, you know, obviously there's a reason why he's in the Pro Bowl every year. Him, not only him, but the long snapper and the kicker as well. So, but he's able to point like he's punting one direction, and actually punt across his body. So it's, unless you got two guys back there, it's hard to get it fielded.
He's got a decent arm too, right?
He really does. If you look at the, I think it was the first punt last week, and they've done that on several occasions. They've got a lot of deceptives, and you know, it's something that you guys got to be prepared for. But he does have a good arm, and you know, he's the one to a receiver out there. So you know, it's hard on, you know, it's hard for the corner. You can't get pass interference, but you can get holding and those kinds of things. So it makes it tough.
Ron, how does Brett look to you?
Oh, he's fine. He actually physically looks a lot better than he did when he came back the first time. You know, I mean, he's in great shape, and the ball's got velocity on it. And I think he's done it so long. I mean, he's a pro, and I mean, it was just so much easier with all the protections and so forth. And I think everybody was a little bit at ease over that.
Hey, Ron, you know, the NFL doesn't stop for anybody, and once a guy's gone, we tend to not think about him that much. I'm just curious, though, you know, Derek came back and things were, you know, maybe up and down for him, but Brett was saying, you know, he got cut twice by Jacksonville.
Sure.
And do you think Derek eventually, you know, does he have the potential to do it in this league? And is that just the life of a guy trying to break in?
I really think it is. And, you know, and I told Derek, I called him and told him this, after they released him. You know, the one thing, it's a little bit of a disadvantage for these young guys coming in is they didn't protect in college. So the snapping part's not the biggest issue, but the protection that you have to be able to do. And once again, it's you kind of hang around, and, you know, and get the opportunity. And then when you do get that opportunity, but, you know, Derek was a lot better this time around than when he left. And I think those guys, once again, experience, you can't buy experience. But the protection is the biggest issue that these guys have. And if you look at this long snapper, I mean, you know, he's on his second step when the punter catches the football. And so that allows him by angles and so forth to get off and protect.
In Chicago, I was thinking about the days of Devin Hester and how dominating he was, what a factor he was. And was he that unique in the athlete? Are there young guys out there you see of the teams in the NFL that can come close to that? Or have team coverages gotten better with, you know, more DBs?
Well, I think, you know, the guy we played last, we've played a couple pretty really good ones. I mean, you know, I don't know if they're Devin Hester's. You know, Devin Hester's one of those guys that's, you know, once or twice in a lifetime. But he just a knack, just a guy that's, you know, got a knack to do it, and he's got great awareness. You know, he's got a little bit, you know, he's fearless, and he was, you know, able to do those things. He had good speed and acceleration, and all that stuff. Strong with the ball. And I don't know that the coverages have gotten that much better. It's just that, those guys are special. They really are. And you try to, you know, that's just like the guy we're the punting today or facing this week. I mean, that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to punt the ball away from the returner. So, you know, you can't get the shot where you can just take it on the run. I think the one thing, the punters are probably getting better in terms of hang times and so forth to for your punt team to get down there and cover. If there's anything that really would stand out in terms of better coverage-wise, but you're still going to have those unique guys that, I think, you know, our guy, I mean, if we hadn't had the penalties, and I don't want to bring up a sore subject, it's a sore subject with me also, but, you know, we'd probably be, I don't know, second or third in the league right now, and, you know, because he's had a couple nice ones called back.
Hester was so good at picking the lane. Hester was so good at picking the lane.
Well, he just, like I said, he had awareness. He had great vision. You know, they talk about the running back's vision, and you know, this is the same similar thing. I mean, the vision that he has, the great acceleration, he can put his foot in the ground and go right now. And it, you know, if you watch the guys blocking, and then they know they got a guy back there that can take it the distance, they give a little bit more, and they block a little bit better. And I think you see that a lot of times with returners, with running backs. I mean, the same kind of thing.